It's Morning Edition from NHPR. The race for mayor in Manchester is starting to take shape. Former Alderman Joyce Craig announced this week that she is running again for mayor of the state's largest city. The Democrat ran in 2015, losing to Mayor Ted Gatzis by just 64 votes. Gatzis hasn't yet announced if he'll seek a fifth term. We're joined now by Joyce Craig. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming in and taking a few minutes to talk with us. You ran for mayor in 2015. You narrowly lost. Do you think the issues facing the city have changed at all in that time?
I think generally the issues are still the same, and that's one of the reasons why I'm running. We are facing issues in our city regarding an increase in violent crime, opiate epidemic, and struggling schools.
Some things have changed a bit with the opiate epidemic. I mean, Safe Station has come into play. That has had some success and is being replicated in other places. Where do you see changes that would need to be made there?
Sure. There's a lot more that we can do with a different mayor and a leader in the city of Manchester. On the opioid epidemic, we have a number of service providers in the city that need to work better together to provide the services that the residents of Manchester need. So that's something that, you know, a strong leader in Manchester who understands what's going on could do. Another thing is the budget that Mayor Gatzis put forward a month ago. The implications of that budget have serious repercussions regarding the opiate epidemic. So, for example, his budget will decrease the number of police officers on the street. His budget has a propensity to lay firefighters off and could also close fire stations on a rolling basis. And that will absolutely impact safe stations.
Now, you say this could happen. What specifically in the budget is causing you to say that you think there will layoffs will happen and we'll see fire stations to be closed?
So basically, his budget doesn't fund severance pay. So the departments themselves will have to fund retirements, which definitely happen. On the police side, that's about $500,000. So in order for them to allocate that money for retirements, they're going to have to hold vacancies, which means there will be less police officers on the street. Same thing with firemen. They'll have to hold vacancies. And then there's also, depending on when the retirements happen, could be layoffs and then could be station closures. And this is information that I got from the fire chief and police chief that they've provided to the city.
How do you see the business climate in Manchester? Businesses downtown, do you feel they're thriving? You think it'd do better under your administration? How do you view the business climate in the city?
Yeah, I think that the business climate has gotten better, and I absolutely think it would be better under my leadership.
In what way?
Well, so here's the thing. In the Mill Yard, there was just an article in the New York Times. You know, it's textile turned to tech. We have this tech boom, and it's amazing. It's really exciting. But there's a need for parking. And Mayor Gatzis has not addressed that need. He is actually proposing in his budget using $1.5 million to pave Elm Street. And, you know, that's a basic need. And as a taxpayer, I think that that should happen. That's not economic development. I believe that we should be leveraging that money to do something to address the need of parking in the Mill Yard or, you know, redevelopment along the Riverwalk.
There's obviously a lot of talk nationally about sanctuary cities. What's your position as far as that's concerned with Manchester?
Yeah, from that perspective, you know, I believe it's a federal issue in terms of immigration law and ensuring that. From a local level, I don't see any reason why the Manchester police would do anything differently than what they're doing today. They've done great outreach to the different groups that we have in Manchester, and I feel really good about that. But again, I think what's most important for Manchester is that we are a welcoming community and we show that we are actively and proactively, and that everyone feels like Manchester is their home.
Do you think the police should be involved in checking immigration status?
I don't.
Joyce Craig, now a candidate for mayor of Manchester. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.